Welcome to the Bible Answer Man on this very special Thanksgiving Day. Your host for the program is Hank Hanegraaff, president of the Christian Research Institute. We're on the air because life and truth matter. Psalm 107 verse 1 says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His loving kindness is everlasting." All of us at CRI wish you and your loved ones a blessed Thanksgiving, focused on the Lord's goodness to us all. And now, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. It is Thanksgiving, and this is a special Thanksgiving edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Thanksgiving, first and foremost, for a fruitful year of ministry. It's a year in which we have seen thousands, perhaps millions, impacted by the many ministry outreaches of the Christian Research Institute all around the world. And I am so thankful for partners like you, for CRI support team members, for all those who have made it possible for me and the Christian Research Institute to reach out to Muslims and Jews and Christians in the West Bank. And that was only in the first quarter of the year, to impact literally thousands in South Korea, to communicate the significance of life and truth in Singapore, to equip thousands of missionary families in Thailand, to witness to Buddhists in Cambodia, to make a difference in China, to reach out via radio to listeners throughout America and Canada. Indeed, to the rest of the world via internet and smartphone technology. And those are but the first things that come to my mind. More significant, perhaps, are biblical verses of thanksgiving that ought to permeate our minds this Thanksgiving Day. I think of the words of Paul in 2 Corinthians. "All this," said the apostle, "is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God." Or think about what Paul says a few chapters later. "You," he says, "will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion, and through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God." David put it this way, "I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds." There's no need to be anxious about anything. Rather, in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ. Did you get that? This is the apostle saying that in every situation, and he endured some of the most horrendous situations, in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving. That clause is not superfluous. It is poignant, profound, and we ought to underscore it. With thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Let us give thanks to the Lord, says David, for His unfailing love, for His wonderful deeds for humankind. He satisfies the thirsty. He fills the hungry with good things. Let us come before Him with thanksgiving. Let us extol Him with music and song, for the Lord is the great God, the great King, the King above all other gods, all those who are not really gods at all. And I love this passage. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Enter his courts with praise. Give thanks to him, praise his name. Praise the Lord, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his love endures forever. Thanksgiving, quite simply, is the gateway to righteousness. Open for me the gates of righteousness. I will enter, and as I do, I will give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous may enter. I will give you thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation. I love the way William Hendrickson put it. Prayer without thanksgiving, well, it's like a bird without wings. And that is why Scripture exhorts us to enter his gates with thanksgiving. Failure to do that becomes the stuff of pagan babblings and carnal Christianity. Pagans, said the apostle, know about God, but they neither glorified him as God, nor did they give thanks to him. Carnal Christians, likewise, they fail to thank God daily for his many blessings. They suffer from what might best be described as selective memories. They're prone to forget the blessings of yesterday as they thanklessly barrage the throne of grace with new requests every single day. Oh, dear saints, those who are listening to me via radio or watching television, let's not follow in their train. May you and I instead be like one of the ten. I'm sure you remember the story. The Lord of glory was on his way to Jerusalem, and Jesus then runs into 10 men. And these men are suffering the ravages of leprosy. They stood at a distance and they called out in a loud voice, Jesus, Master, have pity on us. Having great compassion for their condition, Jesus healed all of them. And yet only one of the ten, upon recognizing his healing, threw himself down at the feet of the Lord and thanked him. Immediately our Lord asked, were not all 10 cleansed? Then where are the other 9? That may well be the question of the ages. Every day we experience the grace of God, yet how many of us daily throw ourselves at the feet of Jesus and thank him? I'm personally very convicted, even as I speak these words. How many times have I failed to thank God? God has answered my prayers. He's done so directly and specifically. Yet, the question remains, how few times have I thanked him? Each new day, we ought to approach God overflowing, overwhelmed with thankfulness, as in the process we devote ourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. That kind of thankfulness is an action that flows from the sure knowledge that our Heavenly Father knows precisely what we need, and he will supply it. Thus says the Apostle Paul, we are to be joyful always, pray continually, and give thanks in each and every circumstance, for that is God's will for you in Jesus Christ. I found the Psalms to be a rich reservoir for my daily prayers of thanksgiving. And by the way, when I pray every single day, I begin by expressing my faith in God. Then I worship, I adore the God who has ordained moment by moment the unfolding of the day. And then I confess my sins. And then, prior to supplication, I give God thanks. Why? Because I have found myself to be a thankless person. I'm so apt to barrage the throne of God with new requests, failing to recognize all of the many answered prayers. And so it's become my habit to thank the Lord. While many psalms are tremendous templates for thanksgiving, I found Psalm 118 to be a particularly powerful treasury for giving thanks. And I often compare the Jesus prayer with my prayers of thanksgiving. And as I do, I sense, well, the connection of power cord and socket. I experience all His energy, which so powerfully works in me. We can work for the Lord. We can live each day with just our own energy. Or sadly, we can be like many on the sidelines, not working at all. Or we can work with all His energy, which so powerfully works in us. And to that end, our Lord established a manner in which to remember Him in the normal cycle of everyday life. You probably know what it is. It's called the Thanksgiving meal. In fact, the word Eucharist is employed because the all-encompassing meaning of the Lord's table is that of thanksgiving to God for all that He has done in creating, in redeeming, and in promising final consummation. The Thanksgiving meal is not a mere moral tradition. It's a miraculous truth. It's a truth by which the body of Christ is empowered to turn the world right side up. When we partake of the mystical supper instituted by our Lord, we live in Him, and He lives in us. But when we do not, we have no life within. The words of our Lord are emphatic on that point. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, you have no life in you. I think all too often we have relegated those graces that the Lord has provided for us to afterthoughts, instead of recognizing that the Lord has given us a Thanksgiving meal that we should not participate in occasionally. It should not be like our occasional Thanksgiving. It ought to be the staple of the Christian life. Again, the words of our Lord. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, you have no life in you. This is a special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. It's Thanksgiving, and I'm going to be enjoying Thanksgiving with our family. This is one of those days in which we not only enjoy one another, but we enjoy the Lord together. And we have started a tradition. It starts in a few days, but we get a head start at Thanksgiving. There's a book I wrote. It's called The Heart of Christmas, and it is a wonderful devotional for you or a welcome gift for family and friends at Thanksgiving. As you prepare your home for Christmas, prepare your heart as well. The Heart of Christmas contains devotionals that are certain to inspire an annual tradition. Scripture, carols, questions for reflection. There's even an audiobook. Here's a perfect gift for giving this holiday season. You can get your copy now as you and loved ones begin this tradition this year. Check it out on the web at equip.org or simply write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And do remember our resource consultants, AAA 7000 and the letters CRI. We'll be right back with more of this special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast on Thanksgiving. Stay tuned for that.
The issue of origins, Hank Hanegraaff often says, is not just an apologetics issue, it is the apologetics issue, because how you view your origins will ultimately determine how you live your life. That's why for Christians weary of the arguments of scientific materialists, there's good news. Illustrum Media's new film, Origin, Design, Chance, and the First Life on Earth, combines stunning photography and imagery with rock-solid science and scholarship to show that we are the products of an infinite intelligence beyond human fathoming, and far from accidental and purposeless. Receive Origin on DVD as our thank you for your gift. Simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches or visit equip.org. We'll be back in just a moment with more from Hank Hanegraaff. Dr. Eben Alexander's wildly popular near-death experience book, Proof of Heaven, assures us that no matter what we do in this life, only unconditional love and joy await us in the world to come. But our Lord warned that while the gate to hell is wide, the road to it broad, and those who enter through it are many, the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. Your generous support lets Hank Hanegraaff and CRI speak out against the lies that lead to hell. In appreciation for your gift today, we'll rush you Hank's book, Afterlife, What You Need to Know About Heaven, the Hereafter, and Near-Death Experiences, filled with answers to your questions about life after death. Call 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org now. Again, that's equip.org. What's left of a theory of origins once it has been conceded that it doesn't explain how things originated? Fact is, chemistry and chance simply cannot account for the origin of biological life. And atheists and agnostics who think that life emerged from blind, undirect natural processes must come to grips with this reality. For Christians eager to defend the rationality of a faith under relentless siege by scientific materialism, don't miss the withering intellectual firepower of Illustrum Media's film, Origin, Design, Chance, and the First Life on Earth. As thanks for your gift in support of the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute, Hank Hanegraaff would like to send you the film Origin on DVD. Just call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches or visit equip.org. That's equip.org.
To fully grasp the significance of Christ's messianic role, you must drink deeply from the wellspring of Old Testament prophecy. In Hebrews, as in the rest of the New Testament, the Old Testament history of Israel is interpreted as a succession of types that find ultimate fulfillment in the birth, death, resurrection, and ascension of the Christ we celebrate at Christmas.
Hank Hanegraaff has penned The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season to ensure that just as you prepare your home for Christmas, you likewise prepare your heart. Order The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season by calling 888-7000-274 or by going online to www.equip.org. Atheist evolutionary biologist Richard Dawkins says, "The universe could so easily have remained lifeless. It's an astonishing stroke of luck that we are here. But were we really just incredibly lucky?" Illustra Media's new film, Origin, demonstrates it takes far more than luck to account for the more than 8 million species of living organisms on planet Earth. Life on Earth bears every indication of having been designed by a creator for a purpose. Receive the film Origin on DVD as our thank you for your gift. Simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. We now return to the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Here's your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy, and you have tuned in to a special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. It is the Thanksgiving edition. We are giving thanks not only for all that the Lord has accomplished through this ministry, but for the very fact that we have life and breath. We have the unfolding of this day to enjoy with family and friends, and to become the object of thanksgiving by giving ourselves, our time, our talent, our treasure for the glory of God and for the extension of His kingdom. I want to mention before we continue that CRI's work of equipping and encouraging fellow believers to stand for life and truth simply could not continue without the faithful support of listeners like you. And every single day, I give thanks for those who are standing with me shoulder to shoulder in the battle for life and truth. Support team members undergird, they strengthen every one of CRI's 24/7 outreaches. Outreaches that equip fellow believers not only at home, but around the globe. We need to add support team members by the end of the month, and to become a member of CRI support team to help change our world. All you need do is go to equip.org or call 888-7000 and the letter CRI. Again, 888-7000 and the letter CRI. When you join CRI's monthly support team, be pleased to send out a personalized copy of any one of my books to you, a family member, or a friend. A good idea for a Christmas gift this year as well. Again, check it out on the web at equip.org. Paul Harvey was always one of my radio heroes. I remember listening to him when I was very young. He was a legend in radio. And he told a story that I think is very apropos this Thanksgiving Day. "It is gratitude," said Paul Harvey, "gratitude that prompted an old man to visit an old broken pier on the eastern seacoast of Florida. Every Friday night, until his death in 1973, he would return, walking slowly and slightly stooped with a very large bucket of shrimp. The seagulls would flock to this old man, and he would feed them from his bucket. Many years before, it was October 1942, Captain Eddie Rickenbacker was on a mission in a B-17 to deliver an important message to General Douglas MacArthur. MacArthur was in New Guinea. And there was an unexpected detour, a detour which would hurl Captain Eddie into the most harrowing adventure of his life. Somewhere over the South Pacific, the Flying Fortress became lost. It was beyond the reach of radio. Fuel ran dangerously low. And so the men ditched their plane in the ocean, and for nearly a month, Captain Eddie and his companions would fight the water. They'd fight the weather, the scorching sun. They spent many sleepless nights recoiling as giant sharks rammed their rafts. The largest raft was 9 by 5. The biggest shark? 10 feet long. But of all their enemies at sea, one proved most formidable. It was starvation. 8 days out, their rations were long gone or destroyed by the salt water. It would take a miracle to sustain them, and the miracle occurred. In Captain Eddie's own words, Cherry, that was the B-17 pilot, Captain William Cherry, read the service that afternoon, and we finished with a prayer for deliverance and a hymn of praise. There was some talk, but it tapered off in the oppressive heat. With my hat pulled down over my eyes to keep out some of the glare, I dozed off. Now this is still Captain Rickenbacker talking. Something landed on my head. I knew that it was a seagull. I don't know how I knew. I just knew. And everyone else knew too. No one said a word. But peering out from under my hat brim without moving my head, I could see an expression on their faces. They were staring at that gull. The gull meant food. If I could only catch it. And the rest, as they say, is history. Captain Eddie caught the gull. Its flesh was eaten. Its intestines were used for bait to catch fish. The survivors were sustained and their hopes renewed because a lone seagull, uncharacteristically hundreds of miles from land, offered itself as a sacrifice. You know that Captain Eddie made it. And now you also know that he never forgot. Because every Friday evening about sunset, on a lonely stretch along the eastern Florida seacoast, you could see an old man walking, white-haired, bushy-eyebrowed, slightly bent, his bucket filled with shrimp to feed the gulls, to remember that one gull which, on a day long past, gave itself without a struggle, like manna in the wilderness. And as Paul Harvey would say, and now, you know the rest of the story. That story is a great, great example of a man who not only received manna at just the right time, but a story that ought to remind us that as he never forgot, and even at a very old age continued to remember, we too ought to be ever more mindful of the blessings that our Heavenly Father bestows upon us. And we ought not to be like those who simply hoard the blessings for ourselves, because in the Christian context, there is a divine reality. And that is that in giving, we receive. It is not as though we give and we lose. No, we give and receive because the Lord in his manifest economy continues to multiply the loaves and the fishes. Today is a day that we often take for granted. We're with family, we're with friends, some of you are alone. But all too often we take this day for granted. We think about the turkey. We think about perhaps the relationships. And we forget the one who has made all of that possible. The one who gave himself as a sacrifice. The sacrifice of a lone gull pales by comparison to the sacrifice of our Lord. He was willing to sacrifice his life so that we might experience life in the Trinity. Consider that. We have been brought in by the sacrifice of Christ into the very thing that we were created to enjoy, and that is fellowship with God. There is no greater thing that we can be thankful for. So this Thanksgiving Day, as you listen into the broadcast and as you enjoy yourself, enjoy the greatest gift of all. Enjoy the very reality that one day you will be with Him. You will be with those who love Him, and you will learn and grow and develop without error as forever. You not only thank Him for His goodness and grace, but experience Him. And that experience is not relegated to the afterlife. It is something that we can enjoy in the present life as well. Well, we're coming all too precariously close to a station break, so we'll leave it at that. But when I come back from the station break, I have a quote of the day that I think will rock your world. It's a quote that comes from Abraham Lincoln. And when you hear this quote, you will start to recognize how far we have fallen as a nation and how much there is to regain. And perhaps this Thanksgiving you will pray, O Lord, sustain us for yet a little while so that we can reach the masses around the world who desperately need you. The manna, the bread of life. Remember the resources that we talk about right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. You can find on the web at equip.org. You can also write us, our address, Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And do remember our wonderful resource consultants, 888-7000. And the letters CRI. Enjoy the day with your family, with friends. Give thanksgiving to God. And stay tuned as we come back with the quote of the day, a quote that I think will live on in your memory for years to come. We'll be right back.
With spectacular animation and leading-edge research, Illustra Media's new film, Origin, examines a question that has baffled science for centuries. How did the first life arise at a moment in time when there was no life of any kind? It's common today to hear the claim that simple chemistry without direction or plan explains how life began. But the film Origin exposes the absurdity of such a claim and reveals a molecular universe of extraordinary biological engineering that points clearly to intelligence and mind. Receive Origin on DVD as our thanks for your gift. Simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. We'll be back with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, so stay tuned.
But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Luke chapter 2, verses 10 through 12. While many of you will soon enter the hustle and bustle of the holiday season, Hank Hanegraaff has penned The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season to ensure that just as you prepare your home for Christmas, you likewise prepare your heart. Order The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season by calling 888-7000-274 or by going online to www.equip.org. Also available is The Heart of Christmas audiobook, dramatically read by Hank Hanegraaff. Have you ever thought that maybe living things appear to be designed because they are in fact designed by a creator for a purpose? In the book Undeniable, How Biology Confirms Our Intuition That Life is Designed, molecular biologist Douglas Axe argues that the key to understanding our origin is the design intuition. This is the common sense belief held by all humans that any task requiring knowledge in order to accomplish the task can be accomplished only by someone who has that knowledge. For the ingenious task of inventing life, this knower can only be God. Receive Undeniable, How Biology Confirms Our Intuition That Life is Designed as our thanks for your gift. Simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches or visit equip.org.
Dr. Eben Alexander's wildly popular near-death experience book, Proof of Heaven, assures us that no matter what we do in this life, only unconditional love and joy await us in the world to come. But our Lord warned that while the gate to hell is wide, the road to it broad, and those who enter through it are many, the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. Your generous support lets Hank Hanegraaff and CRI speak out against the lies that lead to hell. In appreciation for your gift today, we'll rush you Hank's book, Afterlife, What You Need to Know About Heaven, the Hereafter, and Near-Death Experiences, filled with answers to your questions about life after death. Call 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org now. Again, that's equip.org.
From our childhood, says biochemist Michael Behe, everyone directly grasps that life is designed, until they're talked out of it by a culture saturated with materialism. Find out more about how cutting-edge science demonstrates why our strong intuition that living things are designed is absolutely correct in Douglas Axe's new book, Undeniable, How Biology Confirms Our Intuition That Life is Designed. Receive the hardcover, Undeniable, as our thank you for your gift. Simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches or visit equip.org. Once again, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
And you've tuned into a special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast as we give thanks to God this Thanksgiving, as we enter His gates with thanksgiving, as we enter His courts with praise, as we give thanks to Him, as we praise His name. Praise the Lord, give thanks to the Lord, for He indeed is good, and His love endures forever. The quote of the day, it's an incredible quote, and it comes from Abraham Lincoln's proclamation, a proclamation that took place in 1863. Abraham Lincoln said, "It is the duty of nations, as well as the duty of men, to own their dependence upon the overruling power of God, to confess their sins and their transgressions in humble sorrow. And yet, with assured hope that genuine repentance will lead to mercy and pardon, and to recognize the sublime truth announced in the Holy Scriptures and proven by all history that those nations are blessed whose God is the Lord. We know that by His divine law, nations like individuals are subjected to punishments and chastisements in this world. May we not justly fear that the awful calamity of civil war which now desolates the land may be a punishment inflicted upon us for our presumptuous sins to the needful end of our national reformation as a whole people. We have been the recipients of the choicest bounties of heaven. We have been preserved these many years in peace, in prosperity. We have grown in numbers, in wealth, in power, as no other nation has ever grown. But we have forgotten God. We have forgotten the gracious hand which preserved us in peace, which multiplied and enriched and strengthened us. And we have vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our hearts that all these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own. Intoxicated with unbroken success, we have become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of redeeming and preserving grace. Too proud to pray to the God that made us. It has seemed to me fit and proper that God should be solemnly, reverently, and gratefully acknowledged, as with one heart and one voice, by the whole American people. I do therefore invite my fellow citizens in every part of the United States, and also those who are at sea and those who are sojourning in foreign lands, to set apart and observe the last Thursday of November as a day of thanksgiving, as a day of praise for our beneficent Father who dwelleth in the heavens. Again, this was the proclamation back in 1863. And oh, how our nation has forgotten the Lord. We are now in an Advent season. In an Advent season, Advent literally meaning coming, an Advent season in which the Christian church celebrates the coming in flesh of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and there is no greater thing that we may be thankful for. Sometimes the things that are most significant are most lost or forgotten at Thanksgiving. We pay Jesus a little lip service. But the glory of Advent has a genesis throughout the Scriptures, a genesis by which we recognize a grand mosaic of life and living. Ultimately, what are we thankful for? Well, we're thankful for the best of all worlds to come, made possible by the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So here is a passage that I find to be particularly significant on Thanksgiving. It sets the tone for the year as it rolls to a completion. It comes from Matthew, the first chapter. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit, because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man, and he did not want to expose her to public disgrace. But he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because that son, Jesus, will save his people from their sins." And all of this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call his name Emmanuel," which means God with us. So when Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son. And he gave him the name Jesus. The beauty of the gospel is that Abraham, the father of many nations, was promised a royal seed, and that royal seed is Jesus Christ. However, as the Apostle Paul explains, all who are clothed in Christ constitute one congruent, chosen, covenant, community, so beautifully connected by the cross. What all of that means is that if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed, and you are an heir according to the promise. The mystery is this, explains the Apostle Paul, that through the gospel, the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members together of one body, and sharers together in the promise of Jesus Christ. That is the glory of Advent. And as we move towards the celebration of Christ's coming, that celebration taking place December 25th, we are not in any way concluding that that was the day that Jesus Christ was born, but we are using this day as a rival celebration to paganism. Paganism has once again invaded the land, and our celebrations are trite and trivial. They forget the main and the plain thing, that main and plain thing being Jesus Christ. So today at Thanksgiving, we celebrate Jesus Christ. And as we think about his coming, let us prepare our hearts. So this will not just be another year, but this will be a year characterized by Thanksgiving. None of us knows exactly how much time we have. This year I buried a son-in-law. He was 47 years of age. My dad, he died when he was 74. My mother, however, she's 91, continues on in this world, but all our days are numbered. We cannot take for granted any one of them. So why not this year? Settle disputes with family members that are estranged. Give to others as we have been given, and not pass through the season of Thanksgiving in harried fashion, but in contemplative fashion, because of the one to whom all thanksgiving is due. Well, this has been a special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. I thought I'd come into the studio and just reminisce about those things that I'm giving thanks for, and for those things that you as well can give thanks for this Thanksgiving season. And do remember, once again, there's no need to be anxious about anything. But in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, just present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. We're out of time for this special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. The resources that I've talked about during the broadcast you can find on the web at equip.org, or you can simply write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Our resource consultants, 888-7000, and the letter CRI. And as I close, let me say that I'm thankful for you, those who stand with us, shoulder to shoulder, in the battle for life and truth. So long for now.
Thank you for joining us today. Our mission at the Christian Research Institute is to equip Christians to think and live Christianly. The new Illustra Media film, Origin, Design, Chance, and the First Life on Earth, transcends science to touch the heart and mind of anyone who has ever pondered the deepest mystery of human experience. Where did we come from, and why are we here? As thanks for your gift and support of the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute, Hank Hanegraaff would like to send you the film, Origin, on DVD. Just call 888-7000-CRI. And make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271, or just visit online at equip.org. Equip.org. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. What's left of a theory of origins once it has been conceded that it doesn't explain how things originated? Fact is, chemistry and chance simply cannot account for the origin of biological life. And atheists and agnostics who think that life emerged from blind, undirect natural processes must come to grips with this reality. For Christians eager to defend the rationality of a faith under relentless siege by scientific materialism, don't miss the withering intellectual firepower of Illustra Media's film, Origin, Design, Chance, and the First Life on Earth. As thanks for your gift in support of the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute, Hank Hanegraaff would like to send you the film Origin on DVD. Just call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. That's equip.org.
To fully grasp the significance of Christ's messianic role, you must drink deeply from the wellspring of Old Testament prophecy. In Hebrews, as in the rest of the New Testament, the Old Testament history of Israel is interpreted as a succession of types that find ultimate fulfillment in the birth, death, resurrection, and ascension of the Christ we celebrate at Christmas.
Hank Hanegraaff has penned The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season to ensure that just as you prepare your home for Christmas, you likewise prepare your heart. Order The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season, by calling 888-7000-274 or by going online to www.equip.org.